Hey girl, welcome to the trophies. You are number one. I'm Melissa McLeod and I've been coaching women for over 16 years. I teach you how to make yourselves the priority, you know, number one in your life so you can show up as the best you can be for everyone else. In this podcast, I talk about relationships and communication, about goal setting and productivity. I'm a wife, a mom, California bred, currently living the expat life in South Asia. Sounds good? Well, let's go. Ladies, everything I'm putting out these days are just messages I need to hear. We've covered stress eating, dealing with your family, and especially your beloved spouse during this special, special time of forced togetherness. I've talked about anxiety, and today it's all about sleep, the number one way to improve your well-being. As always, the real conversation happens over in my free life coaching group for women. Sorry, guys, at thetrophies.co. Why the trophies? Because you're number one, ladies. Now, if any of you are new moms, disregard this podcast. You'll see why soon enough. So each month in the trophies, we take a deep dive into one topic that impacts our lives. And in April, I wanted to focus on anxiety because it's at the front of my brain. And I know it's front and center right now with the current situation for many of you too. Day to day, I'm learning how to manage my own anxiety. Restless nights? Check. Concern for my aging relatives? Check. Nitpicking at my husband? Check, check. Snappy with the kids? Check, check, check. Resentment for being homebound? Upset at the teachers for making me relearn third grade level English compositions? Ask me about compound sentences and the difference between a simile and a metaphor, and I'll tell you all about personification. It's just like all these things I'm not used to. It's causing anxiety. And deep breath. Given that this is a universal experience, I know there's many of you that feel this way too. So surely we'd all benefit from learning how to handle COVID-19 overwhelm before we off each member of our family before this thing's over. But I quickly reminded myself that what we focus on expands. And that's the last thing I want you to have is magnified stress. So I racked my brain for the opposite of anxiety. Is it happiness? Is it wellness? Was it stability? And that failed. So Google showed me the answer. Ladies, it's well-being. And so this month, I've been learning all about ways to improve my comfort, health, and happiness. And can you guess what the number one way to accomplish that is? It's better sleep. Now, we're all in a race for time, or we were before we found ourselves stuck at home with lots more of it, perhaps. But the disease of busyness and being overscheduled isn't even relegated to the Western world anymore. I should know. I live in South Asia. We're a slave to our overbooked schedules, our pursuit of success, others' expectations, our kids' extracurriculars. We may do things because we think we should, and then we lose sleep over it. We wake up early, or we stay up late in an attempt to accomplish them. And the "I'll sleep when I'm dead" philosophy costs us more than, well, sleep. You've heard that we should aim for 8 hours of sleep. Some studies say 7.5. Let's round up. And according to the CDC, the average American sleeps fewer than 7 hours a night. And almost half of us sleep fewer than 6 hours a night. And who sleeps the least? Women. So as a result, we're more irritable, we're more reactive, less present, and less joyful. And I know when shit hits the fan and I am stressed and overbooked, the first thing to go, it's my sleep. So each month, I thoughtfully recommend a book to the trophies that coincides with the current theme. And this month, it's Thrive by Arianna Huffington, the media mogul. And she writes on creating a life of well-being, wisdom, and wonder. And about a quarter of the book is dedicated to this exact topic, the power of sleep. In fact, her next book was The Sleep Revolution, all about sleep. And Ariana had her own wake-up call when she collapsed from exhaustion and broke her jawbone on the corner of her desk after surviving for too long on just 3 to 4 hours of sleep. And after her own personal sleep awakening, she committed herself to better sleep. And she saw the benefits in her own life and went on to write Thrive. And then, as I mentioned, The Sleep Revolution, which I have yet to read. But her research in Thrive was enough to get me to commit to improving my own sleep routine. And since doing so, the past few weeks have been, for lack of a better analogy, like night and day. And isn't it fascinating that in times of stress, we tend towards behaviors that exacerbate the situation? Like once we were put into quarantine, I found myself neglecting my wellness routine. I was exercising less, overeating, drinking more alcohol. That all affected my mood and my sleep. And according to Ariana's body of research, inadequate sleep leaves us impaired. And staying up for too long at a time gives us the same cognitive impairment as if our blood alcohol level were 0.05%, just under the legal driving limit of 0.08% in the US. So basically, too little sleep, it's like being drunk without all the fun benefits that come from being drunk. And how great is our performance and our presence with our families and our behavior and our attitudes the following day when we're drunk? I admit that I was operating from a level of sleep deprivation for the first couple of weeks in quarantine. In fact, I commented to Patrick that I hadn't felt like this since I had a newborn, when lack of sleep is anticipated and expected. It's normal not to function optimally as a new mom. It's normal not to get showered and dressed each day when you just had a baby. It's normal not to pull your weight around the house when you're caring for a kid that isn't sleeping for long stretches of time at night. But my kids are 8 and 6, and I could not afford to be operating in survival mode. I was slacking, and it was a function of not sleeping. For me, the sacrifice was being out of touch with my family and my work. I was doing just enough to get by, and I wasn't focused, and I was neglecting the things I normally dedicate myself to. It's like sleepwalking through life, which is exactly how I felt as a new mom, by the way, both times. So my core principles in the trophies is that we make ourselves number one in our lives so that we can pour into others with our optimum selves. Not giving ourselves the gift of sleep, it's a sacrifice to your family. We can't be our best if we're worn out because there just isn't enough to give. And like I said earlier, this isn't a message for the new moms. You get to be sleep deprived because you're in a different stage. For everyone else, what can you do to improve your sleep so you can show up powerfully for yourself and your family? Even the moms whose children are older and still not sleeping, can you do something differently? There's books, there's sleep consultants and experts, there's behaviors you can adopt that affect your child's sleep. When would be a good time to try something different? And one last argument for sleep is our sex drive. It's hard to be interested in sex when you're dog tired. In a 2015 study at the University of Michigan, one extra hour of sleep was shown to improve the next day's likelihood of sexual activity by 14%. Imagine the impact on your relationship when you and your partner are well-rested. The love, the intimacy, you get the oxytocin, all the other happy hormones. Even after a quickie, I feel so much more connected to my husband. And we're both in better moods. But always saying, oh, I'm too tired, I have a headache, I need to... It leaves you both disconnected and possibly even resentful. And the advice that Ariana gives in Thrive is nothing new to you. Turning off devices well before bedtime, taking a hot bath before bed, changing into jammies and not gym clothes, making your bedroom dark, quiet, cool. That's how you can set the stage for sleep. And at nighttime, you know it's critical to unplug if you want a good night's sleep. The blue light that's emitted from our phone and other electronics affects melatonin, the hormone in your body that produces that our body produces to induce sleep. So if we're around electronics before bedtime, your brain gets this message, it's not time to sleep, it's time to stay awake. And Ariana shares how she puts her phone to bed. She turns it off and she stores it outside the bedroom. Otherwise, the temptation is too strong to check it if you wake at night, even if it's just to look at the time. Deloitte did a study, 4,000 people in 2016. They found that 1 in 3 people check their phones at night. A third check their phones in the middle of the night. And the most common thing they look at, instant messages and social media notifications. Are you doing this? Do you look at your likes at midnight? I mean, come on. And the least common thing they do is a work email. Thank goodness, but still. Now, if unplugging at bedtime is challenging, find other periods throughout the day where you can be tech-free. And then it's just a natural thing to let go of the phone at bedtime because you haven't been tethered to it all day long. Going for a walk, if you're still allowed to, eating lunch, playing with your kids without the phone nearby, great opportunities to be phone-free so you can be so ready for bed to let go and turn that bad boy off. Now, I'll leave you with Ariana's own words, which sums up the cry for sleep quite well. It feels like we have 2 threads running through our lives, one pulling us into the world to achieve, the other pulling us back to replenish. These threads can seem at odds, but really, they enforce each other. It's not a trade-off between success and sleep. Science shows that sleep is a performance enhancement tool. I know I didn't read it in her Greek accent, but I hope you get the gist of it. I do hope you chime in to share how well you're sleeping. Join us over in the trophies where the real conversation happens. You can find my free life coaching group for women at thetrophies.co. And do check out Ariana's awesome book, Thrive. Next on my list, Sleep Revolution. Although I think I kind of get it. Thanks, ladies.